This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Sir Ian McKellen and Sir Patrick Stewart, two of the most famous British actors of their generation, thanks to X-Men, Lord of the Rings, and Star Trek, have now landed on Broadway. They're doing two plays in repertory by masters of 20th century drama, Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot and Harold Pinter's No Man's Land. Jeff London caught up with the two knights to find out how they've been spending their nights and matinees as of late.
Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart have known each other for years. They were both actors at the Royal Shakespeare Company in the 1960s and 70s, who became international superstars through movies and television. Then they were cast as mutant enemies in the first X-Men film 14 years ago. Patrick Stewart says,
"We became good friends as a result of shooting, you know, multi-million dollar adventure movies, you know, comic book movies, in other words, and playing antagonists in those movies."
They became such good friends that McKellen officiated at Stewart's wedding this past September. This production of Godot originated in London 4 years ago. Stewart says the two men have leveraged their fame to subsidize the stage work they both love.
"I have often heard actors say, 'I can't afford to go back to the theater. I look on a lot of the work that I do in film and television, which I love, but at the same time, it underwrites and supports the other work that I want to do.'"
Waiting for Godot, Samuel Beckett's existential masterpiece, takes place in a bleak landscape where Vladimir and Estragon, two seedy tramps and longtime friends, are waiting to meet a mysterious man. The play is, in turns, very funny and very disturbing. Ian McKellen says audiences find much to recognize in Samuel Beckett's play.
"Once you apply it to your own life, you realize how true it is. 'You've just been waiting for me now. I was late.' Kids are already waiting for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Someone's waiting to meet the man or woman of their life. They're waiting for the lottery, waiting for the good job, waiting, 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 hoping, expecting.
'I am happy.
I am happy.
So am I.
So am I.
We are happy.
We are happy. What do we do now that we're happy?
We wait for Godot."
On Broadway, McKellen and Stewart have added Harold Pinter's 1975 play No Man's Land to the mix. They do four performances of each play every week. McKellen says switching things up is very stimulating.
"I'm very grateful because there's nothing more enjoyable to me than doing two plays at the same time. There's not a possibility you might get bored or lazy or turn your mind off, which can sometimes happen if you're doing 8 shows a week."
No Man's Land takes place in the posh setting of Hampstead in North London, where two poets meet. One is a literary lion, the other a failure. The two men in Harold Pinter's sometimes cryptic play are in an all-too-recognizable situation. They're both aging, and one of them is suffering from dementia. Patrick Stewart.
"Both plays deal with this particular aspect of aging. In the case of No Man's Land, it's kind of horrific what is happening to my character, Hurst, because his confused perception of the world that he's in, the people that surround him, his living in the far past, his confusion about identities, and, of course, in his case, this is coupled with what is clearly profound alcoholism as well."
In this scene, Hurst confuses McKellen's character with another man whose wife he had an affair with.
"I fell in love with her once upon a time. Have to confess it to you. Took her out to tea in Dorchester, told her of my yearning. Decided to take the bull by the horns, proposed that she betray you. Admitted you were a damn fine chap, but pointed out I would be taking nothing that belonged to you, simply that portion of herself all women keep in reserve for a rainy day."
Sean Mathias has directed both plays.
"The hardest thing in both the plays to direct, both have this quality, is the swing from the light to the dark. We get an awful lot of laughs. There's an awful lot of comedy in both, and that delights me. But it never delights me if it's at the expense of the soul of the play or the mood of the play or the misery of the play or the melancholy. So I lean on them all quite heavily to make sure the balance is right.
Part of getting that balance right is making sure the actors are in sync, personally. Patrick Stewart says before every performance, he and Ian McKellen get together in a dressing room to gossip and talk about their day. Then they go on stage, where anything can happen.
We have fun with both plays, so much fun, because Ian and myself are alone on stage for huge amounts of time. And we share things that the audience don't always know about, and that's fine, you know, And we're completely at ease. And Ian is a great one for suddenly springing things on you. He'll do something, a move will be different, or a completely change of attitude in a speech. And it makes for an interesting time, and it passes the time too, of course.
For audiences who've got an itch to pass the time with Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart on a single day, both plays can be seen every Wednesday and Saturday through March 2nd. Waiting for Godot and No Man's Land officially opened tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.